Tony came home with a box of cheer. Said, Michael, look what someone bought me. He opened the box and he went downstairs. Tony came home and did laundry. As the days go by, my wife asks why I listen to this guy. I think I know his inseam size. Not gonna lie, that's TMI.
Welcome to the TK Jingles Kickstarter for April 15th, 2015. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. And today we've got a great episode. That opening jingle there was a nod to the Insider tracks we've had this past week. I think that Jason Fuse engaged in one of the silliest self-referential little patterns we've had in a while there. So we're going to feature that a little bit later. We also have Joe Arrow's guest spot with some of his favorite tunes. And then we've got, it looks like, 8 new songs up front here. And of course, the mailbag. And before we get into that, I just wanted to thank everybody. If you contributed to the Kickstarter, that is all over now. I really appreciate your support. And just fired out some emails this week trying to get everybody's shirt size and special requests for custom jingles and all that stuff. So thank you again. So today is tax day, April 15th, so I thought it would be fun to start with an oldie but goodie from 2014 by Jason G, set to the Beatles' Taxman about Tony's mailbag. And then KJ had a wonderful new tune this week with Killing Me Softly that I really got a kick out of. And then Joe Arrow actually just had a tune on the show, it might have even been today, set to a classic Paul Anka song, Put Your Head on My Shoulder. Then Jason Fuse digging into that 90s alternative group of tunes with a parody of Mm-mm-mm by Crash Test Dummies, Me, Me, Me for Mr. Tony. And then Ron Moretti continues these like fantasy jingles, kind of making up a story or scenario that might exist in Tony's world. And this one, Puff the Makeup Artist, is just great. And I just have to ask, I don't know where Ron finds his talent, but he always has somebody else sing the songs, and it's like these professionals doing jingles. I mean, he may as well go ahead and get Peter, Paul, and Mary to do a jingle for us. And then Rob had a couple of great ones this week, but I chose Take Me to Whole Foods just because it was so different and timely, and I'm sure it's probably going to air tomorrow or Friday. It's just perfect. And then Brad Weiss took a cue from a Twitter suggestion, which is always fun, with a parody of I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face. And then we'll close it out with John Fitzpatrick and lovely Someone to Watch Over Me. And then from that, we'll go right into the Joe Arrow segment, focus a little bit on Jason Fuse and his absurdity, and then the mailbag.
Is it time to read some mail?
Sounds like fun.
1, 2, 3, 4. So tell me what your neighbors do. We'll follow up with Shad's Haiku. It's Tony's mailbag. Yes, the mailbag. Are you betting with James or Jaws? That Reginald is a lost cause. It's Tony's mailbag. Yes, the mailbag. Someone broke the law.
Talk to Abby.
We need some window.
Then call Harley.
Go into the game.
Ride with Tori.
If you email it,
write a sticker me.
Mailbag. This Tony's mailbag. Yes, the mailbag. Don't drive the Bay Bridge in the fall.
Mr. Tony.
The capitals are choking dogs. It's Tony's mailbag. Yes, the mailbag. Where are we now with Argy's knees?
Mailbag.
Jesus, am I speaking Chinese?
Mailbag.
It's Tony's mailbag. Yes, it's the mailbag. Remember that Will Bob's not surprised.
I thought all science was firm. I thought it can't be wrong. But now they say I flushed 3 decades down the john. What happened, huh? Was it all just one big joke? Well, I'm dousing my oats with some sugar.
That's right.
Salting my eggs with no fear.
That's right, that's right.
Give me those pretzels with more salt. You're killing me with this. It's your fault. I've spent my whole life with bland food. Shut up, you geeks, now. And pass the salt.
There is nobody older on ESPN, Tony, except Lee Corso, who's 80. Say goodbye to Lou. Jordan Spieth made you feel young. You mocked his hairline 'cause you have none. Well, don't forget he's just 21. Now just go read us a mail.
Once there was this guy, Raju, who got into an accident because he fired me. And then he finally realized what all the rest have known now for so long. The only thing you need to know is that it's all about me. Me, 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 me. And once there was this boy who listened to the radio. Write down what I say. Yeah, I know that really sounds about as dumb as loving a bunch of cheeses. Well, he can just eat it. He picked the perfect subject. Me, 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 me. Me, me, me.
the makeup artist lives a life of ease. His only job is to tend the dome when Mr. Tony's on TV. At times his head will glisten where Mr. Tony once had hair. Puff moves in with powder and eliminates the glare. He shades it from the sun and the glow of TV lights, making sure that Tony's head doesn't shine too bright. Oh, Puff the makeup artist lives a life of ease. His only job is to tend the dome when Mr. Tony's on TV.
Now it was bound to happen. Mr. Tony approached Puff. Come join me on the radio and bring your makeup stuff. On call 24/7 is the man just known as Puff. So anytime TK may say, hey Puff, I need a buff. Oh, Puff the makeup artist, busy as he can be, protecting that famous noggin on the radio and TV.
Get you on a trip on so fantastic excursion to the Whole Foods produce department.
They made the news seem obsolete. I was disgusted by those dopes for dashing all our hopes. The scores, the snows from weeks ago, and yet it spawned a thousand tunes. It was our never-ending theme. I know we never saw this coming, so it seems too much to ask. But maybe if we're lucky, someday they'll bring Junior back. It's now an unexpected boon to listen after noon. Though perhaps it's best delay.
There's some hotel staff I'm longing to see. I will decree it's all about me. Someone who'll clean up after me. I'm a cranky man who calls this his hood. It's understood, I will always tip good. Someone who'll wait on Mr. Tony. I know that I'm not an easy man. Some maids won't cross my transom. Hey, open my room.
No, you there. Hey, open my room. No, come here. Come here. No, I lost the key.
Won't you people try to pick up the speed? My wishes you'll heed. Rent ain't chicken feed. Hey, you there, do this for me.
Someone else hosts the show now. I'm phoning it in now. Let's try something new and hear how it sounds.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. It looks like we're live. Hi, everybody. It's Joe Arrow coming to you live on a Tuesday night. Live, I mean, live on tape. Tuesday night, March 31st, 2015. As I finally am getting around to recording something for Jerry in the podcast, which I listen to religiously every week, as I'm sure lots of you do. What a great idea he had when he started this, and it's just been a thrill to be part of this whole thing. I think I've listened to Tony now for, I started listening when I moved to Howard County, Maryland, probably 2001. So I've been a member of the Littles Nation for that long, not as long as a lot of others, but I don't know what I'm going to do when he finally calls it quits. The years that he was away on Monday Night Football was hard enough, but knowing that we're getting closer and closer to the time where he actually says, I'm done with this, I'm going to go to the Browsabout, it's really not something that I'm looking forward to. Anyway, just let me say a few things about myself. I am a Baltimore City kid, born and raised, and I've lived probably 4 or 5 different places in Baltimore, but then moved to Howard County, like I said, in 01, so now I'm a county guy. I grew up as a Baltimore Colts fan in the 70s, and they left us in 1984, and I switched allegiances at the age of 13, and became a Washington Redskins fan. Have never, ever, ever thought about changing. When you're a fan of a team, and I don't know why I'm talking about this on this podcast right now before I play some songs, but it's just something that a lot of people don't get. If you're a fan of a team, you don't surrender. I mean, if you're a real fan, you stay with your team forever no matter what. Now, like, a lot of people have said the only way that you can justify switching is if what happened to me happens to you. Your team leaves you and they go to another city and then you have nothing to do but grab on to the next best thing. And there was a team 30 miles down the road they were John Riggins. He's the guy that made me a Redskins fan when I saw him run. Especially in the Super Bowl. I mean, that was it. I mean, it's since then, Riggins and Theismann, the Hogs, I'm a Skins fan for life, and I know that they pretty much suck these days, and it's been a long time. It's been since 92. But I'll be a fan forever, and I just wanted to get that past everybody because I get questioned a lot why I'm a Baltimore guy and I'm a Redskins fan. Well, that's it. I'm a Baltimore Orioles fan. I'll never be another baseball team's fan, but Orioles, Redskins for me. So now that I've got that out of the way, I've got some songs to play. I am not going to play songs that I personally recorded because they get played enough. I mean, I guess I recorded some, but these were all duets, the first three. I mean, I've got four to play for you. I think it's four. Anyway, I've got a few songs, and the first three are duets, and they're three duets that I don't think ever got. They definitely didn't get their due. None of them were aired, and I mean, I gotta give shout outs to right now to Byron Cotter, KJ Onstad, and Brad Weiss. These three songs I had the most fun doing, even though nobody even, if you don't listen to the site, if you don't like go on TK Jingles and you don't listen to the podcast, you'd never know the songs because they didn't make the air. The first one that I'm about to play right now is the first in the series of 50 Ways jingles, and this was the one that started it all, and nobody played. They didn't play it, and this is the best one. This is the very best one. Without further ado, Byron Cotter's 50 Ways to Get on Mailbag.
I never get my notes on air, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your quest for mail glory. There must be 50 ways to get on the mailbag. She said, I tried so hard to think of something good to make Tony and the gang all laugh the way the mailbag should. I'll try to fill you in so it is understood. There must be 50 ways to get on mailbag. 50 ways to get on mailbag. You just tell us your lunch, munch, how you got into work, jerk. I talk at all the monkeys, please tell Mr. Tony what the DC buzz was. Oh, what your neighbor does. Send things for the swag bag, cause he loves stuff that's free. We'll send a haiku, you say you're a bald man fan. Trash the podcast delay, babe. Tell Mr. Tony, don't be too bland, and cover of a foreign land. Send Johnny Walker Blue, too. I bet Nigel picks you.
The great Byron Cotter writing those lyrics that never got on the air, but that is one of the finest compositions in TK Jingle history, if you ask me. Shout outs to Byron. He is he's my favorite collaborator. I got a few collaborators, but I mean, I've done the most with Byron. So Elliot Olshansky is definitely, he's coming on like a hurricane, as AC/DC would say. He's really, really rolling right now. And he sends me a lot of stuff, and I appreciate it. Let's see. Up next, we got a song by Greg Hellman. Greg Hellman is from Iowa. I haven't heard much from Greg since this, but he's from Sheffield, Iowa, I believe it is. Anyway, he wrote a song called Ice Cream. It's a parody of the Everly Brothers, Dream. All I Have to Do is Dream. Anyway, I got this, and I was like, man, this would be great harmony, and I've never got a chance to do harmony with anybody, so I sent an email to KJ and asked her if she would like to do it. And I thought, man, this would be great. And I know that they got to play this because I've never done anything with KJ. And whew, it got ignored. I mean, I can't complain because they, you know, they play a lot of my stuff. And it's just that I've always been wanting to do one with KJ. And I thought this would be the chance to get on the air. And I can't wait to meet her at the big Jingle Fest we're going to have on June 27th. That's another story. And I guess I'll talk about that at the end if I'm not taking up too much time, but that's going to be a lot of fun. June 27th, around the corner from Jerry's house in Virginia. All right, anyway, this next song is called Ice Cream. It's me and KJ. Check it out because they didn't play it.
Ice cream, 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 ice cream, 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 in Tony's world. There isn't much in Tony's world. He needs a crutch, he stands by the window and downs a couple pints of ice cream. Cream, cream, cream at 4 a.m. Nothing to do at 4 a.m. When Tony's blue, he stands by the window and downs a couple pints of ice cream. Vanilla is just fine, chocolate, you're all mine. Coffee, what can I say? Only trouble is, gee whiz, I can't see my shoes today.
Okay, my last duet here that I'd like to feature in my little segment is a song that Brad Weiss came to me with, and I, once again, was shocked that this didn't air. And neither one of us can complain. They treat us well, but he wrote a parody to Under the Boardwalk, and if you haven't heard this one, this is all Brad, and Brad does funny, as everybody knows, but sadly this didn't make the cut, but this is What's in the Mailbag, a parody of The Drifters. Brad Weiss.
Most days the show is just a list of all of the things he hates. He'll even bitch about the red wine and french fries he ate.
What's in the mailbag? That's what we need.
When the stinking show is over, that's what he'll read.
What's in the mailbag?
Maybe a shat haiku.
What's in the mailbag?
Or one of Jerry's two.
What's in the mailbag?
Mike from Burke and Beat Bunny.
What's in the mailbag?
Carla Corotto is a money
in the mailbag.
Mailbag!
Maybe he'll read a story from the paper, word for word. Then the newscast comes and says the same damn thing that we've just heard.
Thank God for mailbag. That's why we're here.
When the stinking show is over, that's what he'll read.
Okay, before I introduce the last song for my segment, I just want to say once again, I hope to see all of you, or many of you, at, is it Kilroy's? I think it's Kilroy's. I keep thinking of the Sticks song, Mr. Roboto. I think that's what it's called, but I could be wrong. I hope to see lots of you there because I have met Jerry, of course. Let's see, I've never met John Fitzpatrick, and he's another one of my faves. Never met John. I guess Brad's not coming. I think that, the carbon cutout thing's happening with Brad, but I wish he was coming. KJ, I hear, is coming. Can't wait to meet her. I've never met her. I had a chance to meet her last year, but I couldn't make it to Jerry's for that. Really mad about that still. I don't know who else is coming, but I hope to see everyone there and meet lots of folks that night, June 27th in Virginia. Okay, the last song. This song was what made me fanatical about this whole thing. The first time, it's not the first time a song of mine got on the air, but it was the first time that I felt the magic of somebody actually liking something that I sang. That was what I felt, and everybody knows who's got a song on the air that when Tony and the gang in the studio, when they, the reaction you get when they hear your stuff and they all praise you, it's just like a drug. And this was the first time I felt it. like at a big time high level. So I'm going to go now, but I want to thank Mr. Negrelli for the opportunity to do this, and I hope he continues to do what he does. We all love it. Jerry, thank you, sir. From November the 19th, 2013, without further ado, my favorite TK Jingles moment, this is Mailbag Rocket Man.
The mail's in the bag today, okay? Emails, faxes, and some notes. Tony's gonna be reading some for all your folks.
This
amazing.
Is spectacular.
Great voice.
Pretty good. Rocket Man, this is spectacular.
Monkeys just don't have the brains to pick the gates. But they'll rip your lungs out, Jim. And they're better than Roger Worski. That's a shame. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Podcast delay is running way behind. But I'll keep sending emails, faxes, and notes. Yeah, 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 yeah. To the mailbag.
Wow.
Tony's mailbag. He's gonna read a few for all your folks.
Joe Arrow. That is strong. That is awesome. Really,
that was tremendous.
I'd love to
really
listen
good.
To that in my car a few times.
That is really good.
Well done, Joe.
Are we sponsored?
We are indeed. Brought to you by Mervis Diamond and Poison. Nobody pays retail anymore, so why should you?
Yes, very strong song to end it there. And, of course, just a great segment by Joe. Thank you for doing that, Joe. And if there's somebody else out there who'd like to be a part of this podcast, we'll be sprinkling those guest segments in from time to time. So please send them to me, podcast.tkjingles.com. And I'd be happy to put it on the show. I really enjoy listening to that. And I think a lot of what Joe said resonates in terms of, you know, hearing a reaction there. He got the elusive laugh from David Aldridge, who I think generally humors that segment, but occasionally finds something particularly funny. So this last bit here before the mailbag, the opening song from this podcast, Sonny Came Home with the Laundry, which, you know, I have to admit, I actually thought those were the original lyrics. That's why I picked that song. I thought it really was Sonny Came Home and Did Laundry. For some reason in my mind, that's what the lyrics always were. And it's not remotely like that, but it worked out well when I did the parody. Anyway, one of my long running jokes is always that the de-evolution or, the thing that's going to help be the demise of these jingles is that We sing about the stupidest garbage, and pretty soon we'll just be singing about Tony's Laundry. Well, Jason Fuse proved me wrong there. I think he took it a step further, and it's not even just singing about Tony's Laundry. It's about singing about comments on TK Jingles and making songs out of, you know, one-sentence comments or little vignettes. So I wanted to play the number one jingle of the last 2 weeks, Big Rock Cocaine Planet, by Hampton, which is just a huge hit on the website, and they loved it on the show. It was part of the open. So I'm going to play that song, then I'm going to play Patrick Moffitt's reaction to it, and then the song that came from that, and then Brad Weiss's reaction to that, and the song that came from that. It's just a ridiculous chain of events that's led to three great jingles.
One evening as the sun went down behind the 7-Eleven, through the trash came a crackhead walking and selling gold tickets to heaven. For 99 bucks you get eternal life, and that's a bargain, damn it. And with your dough I get to go to the Big Rock Cocaine Planet, to the Big Rock Cocaine Planet, on a saucer built for three. God told me of his master plan behind the KFC, but the popo picked him up real quick. Seems the gold wasn't legit. With pipes and blow and big cash, you know, and a baby alligator and a wife in tow, there'll be no cocaine planet.
A
Though I'll burn in fire, I'll wear a wire to avoid the time. I'll drop a dime and fly to Cocaine Planet.
All right, so in reaction to that, Patrick Moffat wrote, Hampton, I had a good friend who became a little inebriated at a wedding, jokingly bear hugged me, and then dropped me on a large ceramic pot. He was for some reason singing Big Rock Candy Mountain as he did this. I had to go to the hospital and get a few stitches in the back of my head as a result. I have fair reason to hate this song, and yet I freaking love this jingle. And so that was a funny enough story in itself, and then Hampton responded with, and that friend was Kenny Rogers. So, yeah, as a joke. And so anyway, Jason Fuse decided, you know what? I'm going to take that song about a friend dropping you, singing Big Rock Candy Mountain, and the fact that it was Kenny Rogers, and I'm going to make a jingle about that. So let's hear that.
At a wedding I attended, I had a good friend, got a little inebriated. Jokingly he approached me, and then he engulfed me. It was like being grabbed by a bear. I crushed a pot of ceramic, to the hospital I went to get a few stitches in my head. The song he was shouting was Big Rock Candy Mountain, that friend's name Kenny Rogers. You made a fine jingle out of that song. Forever I thought I'd hate hearing that one. I had a head wound, but I tell you, Hampton, even though it once did me wrong, you made a fine jingle out of that song.
I mean, what the hell? So anyway, Brad Weiss, in response to that, said, wow, you should try a jingle about the candy preferences of various celebrities that may have been encountered in various area codes around the country. But it wouldn't be as deeply inside as this one. Sweet. So then Jason said, all right, I'll see your stupid celebrity candy story, and I'll raise you one jingle.
And Tootsie Rolls. And Tootsie Rolls in the 202 area code. Area code Tootsie Rolls. Rolls in the 202 area code. Area code.
In the 424, you might observe Chloe being bratty. Like all Kardashians, she just wants a sugar daddy. All of a sudden, I saw Jay Hudson in 312. Was she eating candy apples, one of Wilbon's crew? Who's eating Reese's? Is that Neil Patrick Harris? Peanut butter cups, not the 5-4 actress. Witherspoon herself doesn't have a favorite. For Selena Gomez, it's gooey she savors. I mean, she dated Bieber, who eats a fish that is sweeter. She's hit a Sour Patch, but he's still got the tweener. Spotting Ryan Gosling and Britney Spears, there's two Mouseketeers, not three Musketeers. Now I hear Zac Efron likes pear jelly beans. Almost saw him out there in the 323. Jessica Simpson, you might meet 325. Abilene, she likes M&M's, her dad are D&D's. 2 and 2 across the country, Seinfeld with a bit of honey. He made a movie about a bee, it wasn't funny. Zachary Quinto, 4 and 2 in Skittles. Tori might have seen him there when he was really little. Kelly Osbourne likes Cadbury. Makes sense to me if you're in England, you can see. But you can have that 011 prefix, cause I heard Miley Shirley would twerk for Twix.
Rose,
need a moment.
And Tootsie Rolls.
Ah, yeah.
In the 202 area code.
Melts in your mouth, not your hands.
Area code Tootsie Rolls.
I'll give him the digits.
In the 202 area code. Area code.
In the 202 we roll in.
So, I think what's most ridiculous about that is that in the comments of that song, then Jason talks about how he researched everything in that song. Like, those are all real celebrity favorite candies, real celebrity area codes, zip codes, whatever. It's ridiculous. I can't decide if we've reached a high point or an absolute low point in this whole TK Jingles thing. It's just awesome. So I wanted to, for posterity, capture those three songs together and kind of the genesis of what led to that. And Jason, I thank you for your timely, quick turnaround on these things. You know, maybe put your energy towards stuff for Tony, but I love that that you did that, and it obviously a lot of people got a kick out of it. It got some good comments and downloads. So that's it for this. I'd like to segue to a little mail now. I haven't gotten any new mailbag jingles in a while, so I'm not going to play anything. I'm just going to read some stuff, and we're running a little bit long on time anyway. But if you have a jingle you'd like to send me, maybe a jingle from the olden days, back when Tony started this broadcast, back in, I think, the turn of the 20th century. So if there's some old-timey jingles you got there, maybe something like Big Rock Candy Mountain from that time period. Or if, you know, you got something from any other period that we haven't heard here, or something about TK Jingles, something about Tony doing laundry, whatever it might be, you can send that to podcast.tkjingles.com. Same thing goes if you have any feedback or any questions. And you can always find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TKJingles or on Twitter at Jerry Negrelli. So for the TK Jingles live event, I'm really looking for suggestions from anybody who listens to this podcast, because we're going to tape the whole thing, and whatever turns out okay is going to be available for anybody who backed the Kickstarter. And I'll include a few highlights on the podcast, but mostly for the folks that backed the Kickstarter, you'll be able to you know, listen back to some of that stuff, even if you aren't able to attend. So still working out the logistics of how we're going to record it. I think Joe has some line-in capability, and if anybody has ever bootlegged a concert successfully and has any equipment they want to lend to that, or any suggestions on good equipment to buy, send me a note, give me some tips. We'll be mixing that all together so that we have some redundancy, just to make sure we capture everything. And then whatever we don't screw up will be available for folks to download. So I got a lot of questions about that in the past few days, because I think there were 101 Kickstarter backers, or 100 or something like that. And 10 or 15 people emailed me saying, hey, I'm not going to be able to be there. I live in Texas. I live in wherever. But I would love to hear it. So please, if you're live streaming it, maybe we'll even do something like that with some fancy technology on YouTube or something. But I am looking for suggestions of things you would like to see. So Nigel's going to be there. So if there's something you want him to do, he's pretty game to doing it. He'll probably fill 5 to 10 minutes of time. I was thinking maybe we could do some crowdsourced top 10 lists or something else that he could read. Just ask him to do some stand-up, hopefully not do it too raunchy, because everything he does is pretty disgusting. But maybe we can help seed some material, like what are the top 10 things Tony's doing this summer? Because I think that the event is going to be on June 27th. Tony's show typically ends on June 26th. I mean, it ends that Friday, so we should be coinciding with the end of it. He may go a couple extra days up until July 2nd or 3rd, right up until the holiday. Occasionally he'll do that, but usually that last week of June is the end of it, unless he goes on a forced hiatus, and Sepien's is not there, so I don't think that's going to happen. So I want to hear what you'd like to hear at the event. There's songs that we've done over the years that people particularly like or may want to think would be fun live. I got a lot of ideas for things to do there, things I want to hear, but you know, I can listen to myself anytime. So if there's something that you really think would be fun live, or if you have an idea, or maybe it's a new idea that would just be a cool thing to do live that has never been done before, we'd love to do that too. So email me, podcast@tkjingles.com, with your ideas. I did get two suggestions. Well, I got one real suggestion from Jameg Dees, suggested the Meatloaf parody. He would do anything for cash. So I think that's a 99% certainty that Michelle and I will do that one. But Marvin Foster, his suggestion was just to be craptastic. So I assure you, Marvin, we will be craptastic, and perhaps a little bit better than that. You know, we'll see. You know, a few of us are semi-professional musicians. Most of us are just doing this for fun. But, you know, we'll see how it turns out. And then Aaron Anker said, play Stonehenge. So I think that's a challenge to Judo Fuse there. I think we need to get a little arrangement of Stonehenge going, because certainly any of us could sing that, but there's no performance tracks available right now that I'm aware of. So we gotta put together some cool a cool mix performance track and get some Stonehenge going. And maybe even Nigel can get in on that one. All right, so that is it for this podcast. We've run a little bit long, but I hope it was worth it. I think that segment by Joe was really strong, and I really have enjoyed, you know, rather than doing interviews or chats with folks, just kind of embracing the crowdsourced nature of the whole TK Jingles thing and just turning over the podcast a little bit to those that want to help out. So if you haven't done that, again, I'd love to have more folks join the conversation. So send me something. Let me know if you're planning to do something so I can phase it out. I like to try to space these things so we don't have overload of the same type of content every time. And this is a Wednesday. I probably will be trying to do these midweek now. It's a little bit easier for me than to try to do it on a Sunday night. But, you know, the schedule may vary from time to time, but I still want to try to keep this weekly. So hope you're enjoying it. Love to hear your feedback. I don't like to just read notes that people send me saying, hey, you're awesome or great job, but I do like to hear that. So if you do like this and want to just share that thought, please send me a note just so that I know somebody's listening. I'm probably not going to read it on here because it just seems, seems cheesy, but I do love to hear it. So please let me know what you like, what you don't like. And if you haven't been to tkjingles.com in a while, please go there. I just played maybe half of what was posted this week. There's so much other great stuff up there. So go check it out and keep listening.
Up before the dawn, TV's on loud, paper's red, Lauer's still in bed, 3 a.m., what should you do? What can you do? Get your grapefruit on, read all about games you missed while you slept, Mr. Tony, what will you do? What can you do? Maybe you could try today. Maybe you could prepare for your show. Just do more than show up, show up, show up, show up. You could even write something. You could maybe try, 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 try. You could maybe try, 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 try. Before we all die, 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 die. You could maybe try. You could maybe try.
Well, dreams, they feel real while we're in them, right? It's only when we wake up that we realize something was actually strange.